Hey, Gilbert.
Yes, Dr. East?
Did you ever go to college?
No. I was an idiot savant. All my technical knowledge simply came to me naturally.
No need for sarcasm.
Coming from you? That is hilarious.
It was just a question.
Why do you ask? Feeling nostalgic?
Kinda. Isabel kind of reminded me of a girl I knew back in school.
Old girlfriend?
God, I wish. But I never had the guts to go up and just say something to her.
So if you could go back, is that the one thing you'd change?
Hell no. I'd do so many things differently. I'd talk to Rachel, I'd change my major. Oh, and I'd definitely tell Stuart to stick it when he came to recruit me into the Foundation.
And leave me collecting dust? How very kind of you.
That's not fair, Gilbert. I... Haha, very funny. No need to be petty and turn on the radio if you don't want to talk. Gilbert? We interrupt this scintillating conversation with breaking news! Oh, no. Oh, Dr. East, did you really think you would never hear this voice again?
Things in this world that science cannot explain. My name is Dr. Delbert East, and there are a few people on this planet who could tell you more about just how accurate that statement is. Until recently, I was the acting caretaker of a secret repository of items both astonishingly supernatural and exceedingly dangerous. Following a betrayal by someone I trusted and an incursion by a dangerous cult, the repository has been sealed until further notice. In the meantime, I have been tasked by the head of the Lazarus Foundation to travel across the country in search of the answer to a decades-old question. While the road ahead of me is long and unknown, somehow I know that one day it will lead me back to where the story all began. Back to the Scarab Archives.
Okay, look, I know it's kind of pointless arguing with an entity like you. Pointless is a point of view, Dr. East. There's always a point in asking a question. You never know what the answer might be. All right, then. I just had kind of a crazy Christmas. Can we just not do this now?
Oh, but you don't know what we're doing yet.
I'm thinking that whatever it might be, I'm not going to enjoy it.
And whatever would give you that idea?
Our last little chat involved me having a seizure.
A common side effect of continual exposure to concepts your tiny simian brain cannot comprehend. As with most things, the more you expose yourself, the stronger your resistance will become.
What a comforting thought. I suppose my tiny simian brain is also the reason you seem to be speaking in my voice all the time.
Voices are fluid to me, Dr. East. You seem to enjoy the sound of your own voice, so I chose to humor you.
Unbelievable. I'm being burned by entities beyond reality now.
If you've grown as tired of the sound of your voice as others have...
I can try another one. One more to your liking.
Oh, God.
Aw, come on now, sweetheart. Don't be like that. I imagine that me talking like this will make this so much more enjoyable for you.
Please stop.
Too personal. Perhaps an adversary would be more to your liking.
Today's top story. Seaside shaken by rash drownings and disappearances. Why, oh why has our God forsaken us? Stricken locals cry.
Enough.
Oh, you amuse me so, scholar. And you've lasted on this road longer than few before you.
Just... tell me what you want before I start swallowing my tongue again.
Very well. Newsflash! What if there was a way to change your past?
And what if rainbows tasted like Skittles? If you came to annoy me with pointless questions, then maybe you should just...
Far from a pointless question, Dr. East. You mentioned to my digital descendant that there were a number of things you'd change. One wonders, if given the chance, would you actually go through with it?
of course.
Even knowing it would change the future.
Whatever choices I could make, they couldn't affect the future worse than I already have.
Indeed. Well, why don't we find out?
What do you...
Don't touch that dial.
I'm not in the car anymore. What the hell?
Mr. East?
Dr. East.
Not yet, Sunshine. Your paperwork is still being processed.
My paper... Wait. Miss Daniels? What are you...
Is there a problem, Mr. East?
No problem. This is... I'm back. I'm back at Blackwood University, but...
I'd hate to interrupt, Mr. East, but Dr. Stewart's here to see you.
Stewart?
I've never heard of him either. Said he's from some independent organization.
Oh. Oh my god, it did it. It actually did it. It sent me back. Oh, it sent me back. It gave me another chance.
Miss Daniels, I was just dropping off these forms.
Rachel!
Yes? Wait, I know you from somewhere, don't I? Oh yeah, you're the guy from that video, aren't you? Doing that crazy lecture?
Yes. But we've had classes together. Several classes. I'm Delbert. Delbert East.
Nice to finally meet you. Officially.
Yes. This is gonna sound crazy, but would you like to grab a cup of coffee later?
That's a little forward, isn't it?
Yes, sorry. I'm not usually...
Will you tell me more about that nutty video?
Sure.
Then I'll meet you at the campus cafe at 5.
Great! I mean, that's great. I'll see you then.
Bye.
Smooth, Casanova. Now, your appointment?
What? Right.
Ah, there you are. I was getting concerned.
Oh, I very much doubt that.
My name is Dr. Gordon Stewart. I'm here representing an organization called the Lazarus Foundation. Have you heard of it?
It's vaguely familiar.
Well, we try to keep a low profile. In the basest terms, we're an independent organization dedicated to the research of...
May I stop you right there?
Well, that's a touch more impertinent than I was expecting from you.
Yeah, well, I'm trying new things. Now, Stewart.
Dr. Stewart.
Stewart. I'd like to make some educated guesses as to the reason for this meeting. Would that be all right?
If you must.
Thank you. I believe you're here because someone in your organization saw that little video of my dissertation presentation. Is that right?
Well, yes, but...
Specifically, you've been sent because the subjects of my dissertation, the so-called five great evils, are in fact very real and very much a looming threat.
I wouldn't call them looming.
You know that it's hugely unlikely that anyone will offer me any kind of position following my energetic explanation of the evils, and are betting that I'll jump at the chance to work with your organization rather than face public ridicule.
Well, you did look rather mad.
Lastly, it just so happens that a certain set of archives is in an undisclosed location is in need of a new caretaker. The perfect place to bury someone loudly trumpeting about something that you and yours have tried to keep quiet for a very long time. Have I about hit the nail on the head?
How on earth do you know about the archives?
That's not important. You pompous ass.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, beg away. Please, it's the least you can do after everything that you... Everything you're going to put me through. Everything you were going to put me through.
Are you quite all right, Mr. East?
I'm fine. Not like you care. You don't want to be here. You think I'm an arrogant child, and the last thing you want is for me to join your precious foundation.
Now that is a nail you've absolutely hit dead on. Why Mr. Lazarus wants you to join us so badly is quite beyond me. It will give me immense satisfaction to tell him that you are so enthusiastically uninterested.
Mr. Lazarus is the one who wanted me in the Foundation? But why?
I haven't the faintest. Nor, frankly, do I care. While I am irritated that this trip was a tremendous waste of time, I'm pleased as punch that I'll never see your face again.
You know what? Likewise. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for interns, I have a friend who might be interested. Isabella Thalo from Miskatonic. She's good people.
Well, with a recommendation from you, I can guarantee that she will never set foot in the Scarab Archives.
Oh well. I had to try. Have a nice day, Stuart.
It's Doctor.
Didn't go well?
Actually, it went great. Excuse me, Miss Daniels. I've got a date. And I'm back in the car. Did you enjoy a little sojourn to the past? You know what? I did. And I'd appreciate if you'd send me back, because I'm meeting Rachel for coffee and...
Oh? But you already did.
What?
Do you not recall the basis of our little game? Would you change the past, even if you knew it would change the future?
Yeah, and?
This is the future you've changed. Tell me, how do you like it?
It's... Wait. Where's the road? And the street lights. Let me just...
If you open that door, you will die.
That's not the first time I've heard that sentence. What is this?
This is the future you've wrought, Dr. East. Isn't it lovely?
I can't see anything.
That's because there's nothing to see. Endless nothing.
No.
Yes. Take it in, scholar. Look upon the very thing you've struggled against for so very long.
But... No. No, this isn't right. Surely someone else.
The Scarab Archives needed a new caretaker. When you turned down the position, one of Dr. Stewart's brightest and most loyal interns offered to fill in until a full-time replacement could be found.
Hadley.
Yes. And with no impediments, it was only a matter of time before Miss Clark located the key and smuggled it into the hands of her master. After that, well, it took no time at all. What you see before you is the result. All of reality on this plane, gone. Obliterated.
This isn't fair.
And why not? You got your happiness, brief as it was. Your coffee date with the lovely Rachel went swimmingly. Things became quite intense between you, and you were discussing the idea of moving in together when the convergence occurred. Your last thought was about the color of the curtains.
It wasn't just about my happiness. It was also about saving Isabella. She didn't deserve to die the way she did.
In the end, Hadley Clark still caused her death. All you did was cut her life a few months shorter.
God.
So, knowing all of this, would you still change the past? Sacrifice everything and everyone for just a brief period of unabashed happiness?
You know I couldn't.
Yes, I know.
Why did you do this?
Your little Christmas escapade started you on the right path. I merely assure that you would remain on it.
But why, damn it?
Because I enjoy this reality, Dr. East. And for now, anyway, you seem to be the linchpin keeping everything together. Getting to see you suffer is just a bonus bit of fun.
Just send me back.
Of course. Make good choices, Dr. East. The world depends upon it.
Mr. East, Dr. Stewart's here to see you.
Yes. Thank you. I'll go right.
Miss Daniels, I was just dropping off these forms.
Thank you, Rachel.
Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
No. No, you don't know me. You don't know me at all.
Ah, prompt. That's one thing in your favor. I'm Dr. Gordon Stewart.
Delbert East.
Pleasure. Mr. East, I'm here representing the Lazarus Foundation. Have you heard of us?
Can't say that I have.
We're an independent organization dedicated to the research and understanding of some of the more mysterious occurrences in our world. Your dissertation shows that our interests might align.
That's great to hear.
We would like to offer you a position in our organization. It's likely the best use of your talents.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, sure.
You don't seem very enthusiastic.
It's nothing. I just had some bad luck with a girl.
Ah, it happens to all of us. In any case, I'll report back to my superiors and we'll be in touch soon with all the paperwork and details.
That's great.
You seem like a bright young man, Mr. East. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stewart.
Dr. East?
Yes. Yes, Gilbert.
You didn't answer my question. If you could go back, would you change?
No. No, Gilbert, I wouldn't change a thing. How far out are we?
Less than 50 miles.
Good. That's good.
Are you all right?
You know what? I guess I have to be. It's not like I have a choice in the matter.
This concludes our broadcast day. Until we meet again, remember this. While it might be fun to look back from time to time, do it too often, and you'll likely take your eyes off the road ahead of you. Until next time, the Scarab Archives reminds you to cherish your friends, invest in gold, and when all else fails, make sure you save the last bullet for yourself.